The idea of cultural appropriation and the use of Native American attire made headlines earlier this year after Governor Mary Fallon's daughter Christina Instagrammed a photo of herself wearing a Native headdress. With Halloween approaching, KGOU's Sarah Hurd looks at what is or isn't an appropriate costume.
Explore any Halloween costume shop this October, and there's a good chance you'll find Native American costumes, many featuring a feathered headdress. But this year, some costume manufacturers are experiencing pushback from people that believe the costumes are culturally insensitive. Sahan Fard, general manager of Roma Costume, a company that designs and distributes American-made costumes, has noticed some complaints.
People have been calling in. We have segments on TV shows, and the TV shows are saying that the TV shows are okay, we have these costumes, but they're saying that don't bring the headdress to the segment because it might come offensive a little bit.
Fard says that they start designing and manufacturing their costumes over a year in advance and sometimes don't foresee upcoming trends and movements. For example, the backlash against the Washington football team and other sports organizations that have historically used Native American mascots. Some Norman residents believe that it's about time companies were pressured to stop producing Native American-themed costumes, specifically ones that include the feathered headdress called a war bonnet.
You wouldn't mimic a soldier who won a Purple Heart or a Medal of Honor. You wouldn't make fun of that. But that's what you're doing when you put on a war bonnet. You're making fun of someone who has a lot of respect, who has sacrificed a lot for his people.
That's Warren Quiton. He is a member of the Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma and a U.S. military veteran who served in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
The reason I chose to sacrifice and be a part of the military was that I wanted to fulfill an obligation to my tribe, and that was to be a warrior to protect people. We no longer have warrior societies that we had in the 17th, 18th, 19th century, but we have the United States military.
Warren says the war bonnet has a long tradition in Kiowa society, but it isn't what you might expect.
The war bonnet in the Kiowa tribe was not an original garment. It was a trophy, and it was captured in a battle, probably with a neighboring tribe that wore war bonnets as part of their regalia. And so they display the war bonnet as a trophy of a battle that occurred. So it symbolizes a veteran's deed in battle.
While Warren is concerned about costumes featuring the war bonnet, Sahan Fard insists that there's no disrespect intended.
As we know, the definition of a costume is like we're just trying to be another character. It could be either the person is trying to respect the other culture or whatever, or wants to be other culture, to making fun of something. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're trying to make fun of this character or this culture or whatever it may be, the costume.
Many Native American groups maintain that regardless of what the intent is, the final product is hurtful. The heart of the debate is where the line is drawn between cultural appreciation and cultural appropriation. Sharing between cultures happens every day and can be seen in the popularity of turquoise jewelry and Indian tacos. It is accepted and often celebrated as what makes America so special. Warren Quiton believes that the difference is in context and the amount of care that is put into getting the details just right.
Every tribe has a way that they dress, and it's a big part of their cultural identity. A person that's a member of a specific tribe will dress in their specific tribal clothing to identify. This is who I am. I'm Kiowa. I'm Comanche. I'm Oto. People from other tribes can tell what tribe you are by the way you dress. People invest a lot of money into making their Indian clothes, making it look a certain kind of way, wear certain designs, whether it's beadwork or cloth ribbon work. They want to identify as, I'm an Osage, or I'm a Choctaw, or I'm a Creek. You know, they want people to know that because they're proud of their identity as Indian people. We still have a culture that's very alive, and it exists in our Native communities. And we still wear our Indian clothes, and we wear our war bonnets, we wear our headdresses. We dance our dances, we sing our songs, but it's all done with great ceremony.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Sarah Hurd.